Okay, so we've discovered that Joseph's family was far from perfect. And I'm pretty sure that none of us here could say that our families are perfect either, because all families have arguments and fallings out to some degree. Joseph had 11 brothers. And kids on the sheets, on the first one there, I think there's a picture of Joseph with his father and 11 brothers. And then there's a space for you to draw what your family looks like as well. So Joseph had 11 brothers. Now, I've got two brothers. There we are. I'm the one in the middle, just to be clear. And when I was growing up, I probably would have said that two brothers was enough for me. And we all look quite happy in this photo, but believe me when I say that when we were growing up, there was very often arguments and disagreements. And that's often how brothers and sisters and families can be, even when we grow up sometimes too. But it doesn't mean that we don't necessarily love them. But you know, the way that Joseph's brothers felt about him was more than just finding him a bit annoying sometimes. They really, really hated him. They despised him. They hated him because of the bad reports that he brought to their father. And interestingly, in the original Hebrew, the word that's used for bad report there could mean a false report or slander. And how did Jacob react to that? Well, he rewarded Joseph by giving him a beautiful coat, singling him out from the rest of his brothers. And that's not really Joseph's fault, but the brothers hated him nonetheless. Then there was the dreams that Joseph had, suggesting that his family would one day have to bow down to him. And finally, when they were away from home and the brothers are working hard, looking after the flocks, they see Joseph coming to check up on them. And their hatred reaches breaking point as they decide to get rid of him. Sometimes in our lives, we might encounter people that we find it really difficult to get on with. That's just a fact of life. Maybe some of us today can relate to that feeling of deep hatred. But we need to be careful, don't we? It says in Proverbs 4:23, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." So if we let hatred and evil into our hearts, then evil will come out of us. But the verse suggests if we have love and goodness in our hearts, then love and goodness will come out of us. And we can see in the case of Joseph's brothers here that allowing that hatred and jealousy to build up and fester in their hearts led to a downward spiral and slope of more and more sin, and it took them further and further away from the heart of God. So it started with feelings of hatred. Can you move that on for me? Mike, thank you. Thanks. Started with feelings of hatred and jealousy, and this caused them to speak unkindly to Joseph. And when Joseph shared his dreams, they took offense and hated him all the more. But the sin here is much more serious than that, because in those days, dreams were seen as one of the main ways that God would speak to people. And the fact that Joseph had had essentially the same dream twice would have been confirmation that this was indeed God speaking. So in their reaction, the brothers are not just taking offense at Joseph, but they're actually taking offense at the word of God. By the time Joseph arrives at Dothan, the brothers' hearts are so darkened and consumed by their hatred that they've no hesitation in making plans to first murder and then sell into slavery their own brother. And we see that they were so lacking in love and mercy for him that they sat down and enjoyed their dinner while Joseph was no doubt just a few feet away, crying and begging for help. But their hearts were hardened by their sin. And then when the opportunity presents itself, greed causes them to sell their brother as a slave, which was as good as murdering him, so they could make some money. And then this downward slope of sin continues with further deception and lies as they pretend to Jacob that his beloved son was in fact killed by a wild animal. So we need to guard our hearts. We need to watch out for feelings of hatred or jealousy or anger in ourselves. You know, it says in 1 Peter that the devil is like a lion prowling around looking for someone to devour. And if there's hatred or jealousy or bad feelings in our heart, that can give the devil a way in. We see it happen countless times in the Bible, and you've maybe seen it in the lives of others, or maybe you've even experienced it yourself. I know I have. So if we detect these sinful thoughts in ourselves, then we need to turn to God to pray and ask him to change our hearts and our attitudes to protect us from sin. But back to Joseph's brothers. Amazingly, despite how far from God they had become, despite how much they'd messed up with their sin, we discover that God did not give up on them. And as we'll see in future weeks, the brothers do eventually realize their wrongdoing and repent, and they receive forgiveness from Joseph, but also from God. And in the future, God chooses to build the whole nation of Israel upon these brothers, because the different tribes and areas of Israel were named after them. It might have been easy for God to say, well, we'll just forget about those brothers and pretend they never existed. But that's not how God works. He restored them, and their names would live on through the different tribes. And Judah, the brother who came up with the plan to sell Joseph as a slave, was chosen to be the direct ancestor of Jesus. God rescued these brothers from their own pit of sin, and he used them to build his people. And God offers this same forgiveness and restoration to us. Even though so often we mess up, we sin, God promises that if we turn back to him, he will forgive us and restore us. And he doesn't stop there. He offers us relationship with him. He welcomes us into his family as his beloved children. Listen to these verses in Ephesians. God chose us to belong to Christ before the world was created. He chose us to be holy and without blame in his eyes. He loved us, so he decided long ago to adopt us. He adopted us as his children with all the rights that children have. He did it because of what Jesus Christ has done. It pleased him to do it. What has Jesus done? Well, Jesus died on the cross in our place. He took our punishment so that our sins can be forgiven and we can be made right with God again. And as part of that, God welcomes us into his family and loves us as his beloved children. Well, we still are part of our family on earth, but now we also get to be part of God's family forever. We've seen that Joseph's family, not the best. And Jacob was far from a perfect father. And his brothers, they really messed up. And maybe we can relate to some or all of the characters in this story today. But when we turn to God and say sorry for our sin, he forgives us, he restores us, and he welcomes us in to his family. And God really is the perfect, all-loving, all-forgiving Father. Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? Band are going to lead us again as we sing those words together. So please do stand if you're able.